You need to take advantage of the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier 3-Pack. Everyone loves the Thunderstorm. It doesn't take up any floor space, there are no filters to replace, and it's only one-third the cost of those big, bulky air purifiers. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and use discount code Howie.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
Because we don't know where the novel coronavirus came from yet, the conspiracy theories fill the void.
So wait a minute. You work at the Wuhan Respiratory Coronavirus Lab. How did this happen? And they're like, a pangolin kissed a turtle.
The Department of Energy concludes that the coronavirus pandemic most likely did not emerge naturally, but it did come from a laboratory leak.
We got us a big old asshole, don't we?
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
I think age is what it is.
One trick is to tell them stories that don't go anywhere.
In their 80s.
Nancy Pelosi.
My mom was using a chainsaw.
Yeah. Great story, Grandpa. Could have used a vampire, though.
But it's illegitimate for people to raise issues about my age.
I used to be with it, but then they changed what it was. Now what I'm with isn't it?
And the only thing I can say is, what are we doing?
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Welcome to the Howie Carr Show. The toll-free number is 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. I don't like to talk about how old I am, but I am so old that I can remember when saying that the Wuhan Red Death came out of a Chinese government lab financed by the United States government was racist. It was racist to say.
How dare you?
That was a long time ago. That was May of 2021. 22 months ago, the New York Times said it was racist to say that the virus had come out, was a man-made toxin that had escaped from a lab. That was a woman who's big into the diversity community of journalism. Her name is Apoorva Mandavilli. She said any mention of the lab theory saying that it came out of a lab was racist. Someday we will stop talking about the lab leak theory and maybe even admit its racist roots. But alas, that day is not yet here. And alas, it's even further away than ever today, now that yet another federal agency has admitted that most likely the virus came out of a lab. Today it's the Department of Energy. Before that, it was the Federal Bureau of Investigation. But wait, you're saying, didn't Senator Tom Cotton write an op-ed piece, I believe, for the Wall Street Journal in 2020? A year before Apoorva Mandavilli told us it was racist to even say it. And the Washington Post came down on him like a ton of bricks and said that was a debunked theory. Now, if the debunked theory has been undebunked, what is the word you use for it? Is it de-debunked? Or is it bunked? Or is it unbunked? Which is it? Mandavilli and others made clear that reporters covering the theory that it came out of a lab were COVID's little Bull Connors. Bull Connors, of course, being a Democrat from Alabama. His police dogs were Democrats, too. In early 2020, this is from Jonathan Hurley's column in the New York Post, the story broke over the weekend in the Wall Street Journal that now the Department of Energy is saying that the debunked theory has been rebunked or bunked. In early 2020, with little evidence available, two op-eds in The Lancet and Nature Medicine went all in on the denial front. The Lancet. Now, the Lancet, by the way, has also come out with a recent piece based on clinical studies around the world, saying that, you know, when we told you that it was better to get the COVID-19 vaccine and that was more effective than keeping you from getting the virus, than actually contracting the virus and developing natural antibodies, immunities. You remember that? You remember when we said that? Never mind. Never mind. You're a lot more likely to get sick if you take the vaccine than if you don't take the vaccine. They're admitting that one, too. That was another debunked theory that has now been rebunked. But this is what The Lancet said. It used to be a medical publication. Now it's a political science organ of the Democrat Party, even though it's in Britain. We stand together to strongly condemn conspiracy theories, suggesting that COVID-19 does not have a natural origin. Remember the woman that was on Tucker Carlson's show back before the election, Dr. Li Ming Yan, a virologist from the University of Hong Kong? They had her on. I think she was even wearing a white lab coat to increase her credibility, but it didn't do any good, needless to say. She said, I can present solid scientific evidence that this is a man-made virus created in the lab. PolitiFact. They're about as reliable as Snopes. They gave her a pants on fire rating. Pants on fire. President Brandon accused Donald Trump of fanning racism in his criticism of the Chinese virus over the pandemic. By the way, let's hear some of that more debunked theory. This is from President Trump telling John Roberts about where the virus really came from. Cut 13.
And my question is, have you seen anything at this point that gives you a high degree of confidence that the Wuhan Institute of Virology was the origin of this virus?
Yes, I have. Yes, I have. And I think that the World Health Organization should be ashamed of themselves, because they're like the public relations agency for China. And this country pays them almost $500 million a year, and China pays them $38 million a year. And whether it's a lot or more, it doesn't matter. It's still, they shouldn't be making excuses when people make horrible mistakes, especially mistakes that are causing hundreds of thousands of people around the world to die.
Did he say anything that was wrong in retrospect? And yet he was denounced as a racist for saying all of that. 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. And as Jonathan Hurley says, the categorical rejection of the lab theory is only the latest media narrative proven to be false. The Russian collusion scandal, Hunter Biden, Russian disinformation, the Lafayette Park photo op conspiracy. That was when Antifa tried to burn down the park and the church across the street from the White House. The Nick Sandman controversy. That was Covington Catholic. The Jussie Smollett case, the migrant whipping scandal. I got a whole sheet of them. I've been saving it for a while. Maybe we'll go over it today. All of the hoaxes that they portrayed. This could be big, even bigger than the Russian collusion hoax theory. I mean, in terms of a political impact, because everything was blamed on Trump. And if Trump tried to get to the bottom of it, he was accused of being a racist and a nativist and a conspiracy theorist. And then, you know, and again, it happened. Tom Cotton, the senator from Arkansas, Rand Paul from Kentucky, Ted Cruz from Texas, all those guys, all the medical professionals, Marty McCary from Johns Hopkins, all those guys who signed the Great Barrington Declaration. Some of them were canceled or threatened with the loss of their medical licenses for pointing out the obvious facts. And now they just want to move on and pretend nothing happened. And Fauci is actually in Boston today. And he's appearing at a conference sponsored by, well, you can guess, the Boston Globe. And he's saying, well, you know, we got to keep our minds open that anything could happen there. You know, personally, I don't see it. But I was never promoting that it couldn't have come out of the lab. That's BS. That's BS too. That needs to be debunked. Not that it will be in the mainstream media. And here they all okay. Here he, let's have him dismissing the COVID lab leak theory. Cut 22.
If you look at the evolution of the virus in bats and what's out there now, it's very, very strongly leaning towards this could not have been artificially or deliberately manipulated, the way the mutations have naturally evolved. A number of very qualified evolutionary biologists have said that everything about the stepwise evolution over time strongly indicates that it evolved in nature and then jumped
strongly
species.
Indicates. It doesn't. No, that's wrong. That was disinformation. That was misinformation. That's been debunked as of, well, we knew it from day one it was debunked, but now it's being officially debunked. It's being declared inoperative, as Richard Nixon's last press secretary used to say. 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. Spring is almost here. Well, there's going to be snow tonight, but spring is still almost here. It's almost March. And I'm already digging into new flavors with HelloFresh. HelloFresh takes the hassle out of mealtime with quality pre-portioned ingredients and delicious recipes delivered right to my door. Look for new, delicious Dietitian Win recipes, each under 700 calories and made with less sodium. Quality ingredients are picked at peak ripeness and travel from the farm to your door in less than 7 days. Now that's fresh. Break taste bud boredom with 40 weekly recipes and over 100 seasonal and convenience items. With so many choices, there's something for everybody. Patrice told us last week how she ordered some HelloFresh prosciutto and Italian cheese roll-ups. Super easy, she said after she cooked. I'm just reading her email that she sent me yesterday. Super good. We used our own Cape Cod potato chips on the side. So, you know, the thing is you can mix and match. You know, if you've got some side dish that you particularly like, you can just order the main. Or if you learn to like their side dishes, use their side dishes with your own main dishes. The thing is, HelloFresh is a great way to get healthy food delivered right to your door, and you don't have to worry about going out and fighting those mobs like tonight at your local supermarket for the bread and the milk and the bottled water. HelloFresh is the way to go. Break taste bud boredom with 40 weekly recipes and over 100 seasonal and convenience items. With so many choices, there's something for everyone. That's why Patrice has been a customer now for almost 2 years. You'll be happy you signed up too. Sign up today for 60% off plus free shipping with code Howie60 at HelloFresh.com/Howie60. That's code Howie60 at HelloFresh.com/Howie60. I'm Howie Carr.
He hasn't quite reached the get off my lawn status, but he's getting pretty close.
You've grown up on instant orange juice. Flip a dial, instant entertainment. Dial 7 digits, instant communication. Turn a key, push a pedal, instant transportation. Flash a card, instant money. Shove in a problem, push a few buttons, instant answers.
The Howie Carr Show will be right back.
The trustees have a few suggestions they would like to submit to you.
I think you know what the trustees can do with their suggestions.
The Howie Carr Show is back.
I love MyPillow's products. I sleep with their pillows, I wear their slippers, I dry off with their towels. Now you can enjoy all of their products with great discounts by using the code Howie at MyPillow.com. From pillows, towels, slippers, and even their Giza Dream Sheets, go to MyPillow.com and use code Howie for amazing discounts. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Today's poll question, which you can vote in at HowieCarshow.com, is how did the virus escape from the lab in Wuhan? It was an accident? The Reds released it deliberately? Not sure, or whatever Fauci's story is today, I believe, always have.
I'm going to say not sure.
11% say not sure. 66% say the Reds released it deliberately. 19% say it was an accident. 3% say whatever Fauci says.
And, you know, as Mark Twain said about the weather in New England, if you don't like what Fauci's saying now, just wait 5 minutes and he'll have a different story totally for it. It's just so outrageous, though. I mean, again, you know, that would have been another good poll question. What's the bigger lie, Russian collusion hoax or COVID-19 came from the wet market or out of the bats? 508 had a great question, too. Where did the bats go to get their reputation back? So true. And again, quote, reusing an old quote, that's this one from Ray Donovan, Reagan's first Secretary of Labor, who was tried and then acquitted on corruption charges in the Bronx. 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. Dan, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Dan.
Hi, Howie. How you doing?
Good.
I'd appreciate it if you, like, elaborated with the rest of the story that Fauci had a guy in Philly, a doctor in Philly, that was doing gain of function, and the government, like Congress, kind of passed a law prohibiting that.
Said no. During Obama's presidency, they did this, by the way. So this was like a bipartisan thing because people realized, I mean, it was like, you know, setting up a laboratory to create Frankenstein's monster, you know, or the Michael Crichton book. What's the name of that book? I forget. God, I'm drawing a blank on that. Michael Crichton, the Michael Crichton book. What the? Oh, Jurassic Park. What a mother. I can't believe I lost that one.
He had another one too that was based on a contagion kind of scenario,
really?
Like we've seen. Yeah, I believe so.
Yeah. So, but I mean, you know, so Congress shut it down, Dan, right? And so what they did to get around it is it's like what they did after 9/11. They couldn't bring the Muslim terrorists back to the U.S. and torture them, so they gave them to Morocco to handle the interrogations. In this case, they couldn't do the gain of function research in the States, so they shipped it out, farmed it out to China, right?
Well, the connection to Wuhan, Fauci sending money to Wuhan, to that lab.
People have talked about it, and he first denied it, and then he... And, you know, now he just doesn't talk about it anymore because he's busted on that. I mean, and, you know, the other thing was he told people, too, natural infection by COVID-19 the natural buildup of immunities was not as good as the COVID-19 vaccination. And he had said exactly the opposite thing in 2004. And the fact checker said, well, his comments in 2004 were taken out of context. I mean, this media/deep state/Democrat Party is just so corrupt. We see it every day of the week, and this is the story we see today. This just happens to be a much bigger one than we usually see. John, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, John.
Hey, I got a question for you. Maybe it's just me and I'm crazy, but why are we listening to what the Department of Energy has to say about this Wuhan thing? Why isn't it the CDC or the Justice Department?
The FBI is part of the Justice Department, and they've already said that they think they've said that they're more sure than the Energy Department is of the fact that it came out of the lab. Apparently, the Energy Department. Let me read you this. It is significant because the agency has this from the Wall Street Journal, which broke the story. The agency has considerable scientific expertise and oversees a network of U.S. national laboratories, some of which conduct advanced biological research. So I didn't know this until today, and there's no reason why you should have either. But apparently this is one of the agencies that is more knowledgeable about this kind of scam, because that's what it was going on, was a scam. But of course, they kept their mouth shut when Trump was president, didn't they? I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
The Andromeda strain. See, that's about the virus. But it's the same. Jurassic Park is sort of the same. You know, I mean, they're recreating things or creating things in a laboratory they have no business creating. You know, they made a lot of money. Fauci et al. Made a lot of money on not so much on COVID-19, but on other products that they created in these federally funded labs. The father of Jake Auchincloss, the new congressman from the Newton Brookline Wellesley district. He was the number one deputy to Fauci. Now he's running one of the agencies. I don't know if it's NIH or CDC. He made hundreds of thousands of dollars, again exposed by the Wall Street Journal, on getting patents for these drugs. I mean, these guys have all become multi millionaires while never risking a dime of their own money. They're on the government payroll, and then, you know, getting the patents for these products that they make. And sometimes the experiments go awry, as they did when they shipped out gain-of-function research to China, and look what happened. A million Americans dead, tens of millions of other people dead, and it's just coming out now. And they're still, and Fauci is still denying it in a story in the Globe today. As he came, I wonder how much the Globe was paying him for his appearance today. Probably at least $50,000, probably close to $100,000.
Oh, yeah, it was like a live Q&A, wasn't it, Howie?
Yeah, I think it was.
Do you think he got any hard-hitting questions from the Globe readers?
I'm sure he did. All those nice folks with purple hair down on State Street, you know, and the nose rings and the neck tattoos. Yeah, they're a hard-hitting crew, some crack scribes. All right, time now for Grace with the News.
Yes, Howie, and as I'm sure you've heard, China is not happy about this recent update about the Wuhan lab. They are still insistent that this is very fake news.
They stopped payment on Brandon's check for the month of March.
I know we've already used the Greta Thunberg, but I think that China's had a lot of how dare you moments lately.
How,
you know,
dare you?
Where news will come out. Howie, have you ever had this where you're in an argument with someone and you know you're in the right and they should be apologizing, but they're actually angry with you and you're thinking, how are you mad at me? This is your fault.
Grace, it happens to me all the time.
That's what's happening with China. It's like with the balloon, they were upset with us. We didn't handle it politely. With this, they're saying, you know, how can you go along with this story that we were doing something wrong? And I think one of the most egregious parts of this whole thing is not that China may have covered up what happened, which feels like all of us could have figured out from the beginning. It's that our media here helped them do it. I mean, they were running cover for China this entire time.
Right. Again, they slimed Cotton, Paul, Cruz, McCary, everybody who signed the Great Barrington Declaration. You know, it was cancelable offense. Yeah.
Sorry, Howie, the old headlines about this, you're right. It's unbelievable how, I mean, Forbes, pure fabrication, Wuhan lab director rejects theory that coronavirus leaked from facility. Bloomberg, China's Batwoman rebukes Trump, denies virus linked to lab. CBS News, Fauci again dismisses Wuhan lab as source of coronavirus.
Now we say, but today he said in Boston, well, I never dismissed the theory. And again, nobody's going to call him out on it. He's not going to get the four Pinocchios tomorrow.
No. And of course, he's retired now, so we should just let him be. He's trying
to
step
away. Just let him go and cash that check.
Yeah.
It's got John Henry's signature on it.
It's absurd. In other news, the Biden administration pauses removal of contaminated waste from East Palestine after destination states complain. So this is just more disorganization from the Biden White House. According to the Office of Governor Mike DeWine, I'm reading here from the Post-Millennial, 15 truckloads of contaminated soil had already been transported out of Ohio to a hazardous waste facility in Michigan, and others were trucked to a Texas facility. However, officials from those states pushed back on this plan last week, saying that it wasn't run by them beforehand.
Why don't they put it in a big balloon? Just let it float away, Grace.
Well,
so it'd be nobody's problem, and because balloons are nobody's problem, right?
Right.
You can't blame a balloon on anybody because we've already heard that excuse.
Especially when there's so many, it's hard to keep track nowadays. Representative Debbie Dingell of Michigan, who represents a district where waste was supposed to be transported, said in a statement, "We were not given a heads up on this reported action. Our priority is always to keep the people we represent safe." And imagine being from one of those states, how you're like, oh, especially like Texas, you're like, oh, great. So not only do we get all of the illegal aliens crossing the border, but now they're going to send over all of this hazardous soil to our state, and we're supposed to trust the way they're going to handle this?
Didn't Michigan have a train derailment last week, Grace? Where is that toxic waste going to go?
Again, it's like the balloons, Howie. It's really getting hard to keep track of all of these train derailments.
Secretary Buttigieg would like to comment, but he's taking another personal day. He's kind of getting into the habit of getting these Mondays off, you know, being in the federal government. Every other Monday is a federal holiday.
Well, I thought that compared to Joe Biden's response, Pete Buttigieg actually looked very empathetic. I mean, when they asked Joe about it, he said, "I made a whole video." You know, he said, "I did a whole Zoom about this."
Who's Zooming whom?
That was his reaction to being asked if he was going to go to East Palestine. I mean, it's important.
You know what East Palestine's response is?
What?
They want some R-E-S-P-E-C-T.
Yeah, they're not getting it. That's for damn sure. I immediately thought of you, Howie, though, when he said, "Who's Zooming who?" Because I thought, we played that.
I like that song.
Yeah, we
I
played like it a song. Lot after Aretha Franklin died. You did that poll question of which is your favorite. And I think that one was one of the top contenders.
It should be.
It's not one of her most well-known, but...
It's not one of her... I mean, it's not one of her early ones that she's best known for, you know?
Yeah. No, I would agree. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen says U.S. will provide $10 billion to Ukraine in the coming months.
You sure it's not in the coming hours?
Yeah, you're right. $10 billion seems like short change to spread out.
You know the real estate market down here in Florida, Grace, it's starting to plateau and maybe even go down a little bit. But this should reheat it up. You know, all that money coming, it'll go right to Kiev and then it'll come back right back to Miami, with some stops in Bern, London.
Wait,
the south of France.
Howie, last week I told everyone on here that a former Obama administration person has already said that there's no funny business going on with the money going to Ukraine. So I don't know what you're implying, sir, but everything is on the up and up when it comes to Ukraine.
You know, this is really a good text that just came in from 207. It's a new conspiracy theory. I hadn't thought about this. Isn't it interesting that this comes out now when China has signaled it may aid Russia in their war with Ukraine? I mean, the powers that be are now drumming up more resentment for China, so it's easier to sell, he says, World War III. I'm still reluctant to use that phrase, but it certainly appears we're heading down a dangerous path.
Yeah, no, I would agree. I was watching CBS the other night, Howie, and they were saying how they're just gearing up now because China is getting closer and closer to Taiwan, and they're trying to keep... You know, they're trying to keep American troops close by in case anything happens. And I just thought, it must be a horrible feeling if you're either in our military or you have a loved one in our military. And just to think that Joe Biden just doesn't care. You know, every move he's making is just either to look cool or to look strong or, you know, God knows what else. I mean, he's over a barrel on, you know, thousands of other things. But it just must be unnerving.
And he wants you, and his military, thoroughly modern million, those people say the main problem facing the United States is white supremacy. And they're going to ask a lot of people that I think they're going to identify as white supremacists to go fight for the country. How's that going to work out? I mean, are they going to get, who are they going to get to join the military after, you know, after everything that's been done here in the last few years, between the COVID vaccines, the targeting of certain ethnic groups, the insane foreign policy decisions? Who will join the military? I mean, a certain number will always join, but I would think that I'm surprised the recruiting goals are only being missed by 30-40%. I would think it would be more like 80%.
Yeah, it's a really interesting point, Howie, you bring up, because when you think about East Palestine and you hear what those people have been saying, like, this administration doesn't care about us, they think we're all rednecks, they think we're all, you know, that we're disposable, or they don't have to come here. And then you think of who are the people who enlist, who are the people who defend us, and it's all of the people that this administration has really left behind and made to feel less than. And you're right, there's going to come a point where people go, well, you guys don't ever care about me or my family, and now you want me to go fight for you again. Gets kind of old.
Right. And it's not going to end well. It really isn't. There's no way it can end well. And but again, they don't understand that, or they don't care. Maybe they want, this is the way they want it to end, just with a total collapse of American civilization. But once again, I come back to, what do you want to replace it with?
Right. What's the end game? Grace's News is brought to you by Toyota of Portsmouth, the house of value, where I got my RAV4. Finding what you want is easy when you shop online and reserve your car from their incoming inventory. So shop now at toyotaofportsmouth.com. And one more thing, Howie, a report from Fox News, a poll that was released yesterday that I think a lot of our listeners will relate to. Nearly 60% of voters have less money in their pockets during the Biden presidency. We talked about inflation last week, and how if you look at, you always say, Howie, that the inflation number doesn't include, I think it's gas and food, right? The number they,
yes,
like to tout.
Food and fuel.
But yeah, last week we got the number that does include food and fuel, and it was unexpectedly worse than they thought. And so now we're finding out that from a year ago today, people have less money in their pockets, and the people that are feeling the hardest hit include Republican women, rural whites, and Gen Xers, and voters with annual income below $50,000, which is also another theme we discuss, where we say it's always people in the lower income communities who feel inflation the worst.
Right. It's the cruelest taxes. That's a cliche, but it's true.
It's true.
All right. Thank you, Grace.
And in case anyone's feeling extra angry today, we still have a little bit of time until Hate Mail Monday, so you can send in your texts. I'll keep an eye out.
All right. Okay. Thank you, Grace. 844-500-4242. The United States recently hit the debt ceiling of $31.4 trillion. And yes, we should be scared. Congress is squabbling, and with the Democrat Party in power, we sit in an unprecedented state of danger. If the U.S. defaults on its debt, interest rates will skyrocket and economies across the globe will collapse. That means hardworking Americans will have to pay for the sins of President Biden's overreaching spending sprees. There is, however, good news. When the value of the dollar plummets, gold holds its value. Learn how to protect your retirement by getting Monetary Goals Free Protection Guide. Call them at 800-267-6500 to protect your retirement money from the careless spending of the Democrats. The current debt ceiling problems pose unprecedented economic threats, and Americans are racing to buy gold before the country defaults. This free guide is here to help you protect your money before it's too late. Call Monetary Gold, 800-267-6500. That's 800-267-6500. I'm Howie Carr.
You have meddled with the primal forces of nature, and you will atone.
Howie Carr. In a world that's constantly changing.
What in the wide, wide world of sports is going on here?
He's a rock on talk radio. I guess a talking rock.
Well, anyway, you know what I'm saying. Howie Carr is back.
Again, I'd like to repeat what the texter said earlier. Where does the bat community go to get their reputation back after being accused of spreading this vile disease? And now it appears more and more likely that that this came out of a lab. 844-500-4242. And then Woody Harrelson made the big joke on Saturday Night Live about how he was going to make a horror movie about how the biggest drug cartels in the world get together and buy up all the media and force all the people in the world to stay locked up in their homes. Yeah, let's play the cut.
And start reading. Okay, so the movie goes like this. The biggest drug cartels in the world get together and buy up all the media and all the politicians and force all the people in the world to stay locked in their homes. And people can only come out if they take the cartel's drugs and keep taking them over and over. I threw the script away. I mean, who is going to believe that crazy idea, being forced to do drugs? I do that voluntarily all day long. Anyway.
The audience didn't know what to think till the end, and then it just then they got the.
You think it went over their heads, or they just felt?
I think
stupid?
It went over their heads, or they didn't want to admit that it was that he was onto something, because it sounded like something that that Donald Trump would say. So they didn't want to laugh, even if they knew where he was going. But I doubt most of them even knew what, you know. If you want to go to Saturday Night Live nowadays for the live show, I don't think you know too much about what's going on. Stephanie, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Stephanie.
Yes, hello, good afternoon.
Hi.
This statement that was put out, it's just a nothing burger. I mean, it doesn't tell us anything. It doesn't tell us whether the virus was bioengineered. It doesn't tell us whether or not it was accidentally leaked or whether it was deliberately leaked. We don't know.
We don't know that. But I mean, Stephanie, this is a lot. This is a lot more of an admission than they were making 2 years ago. When if you even raised any of these issues, they would accuse you of being a racist or a conspiracy theorist or a racist conspiracy theorist, as Jonathan Turley said today.
No, but you see, I don't think we will ever know the truth about this. No, I don't know of anyone that has a monopoly on the truth about anything, for that matter. But I find
other than Dr. Fauci, he told us he had a monopoly.
I find it very difficult to believe that a virus such as this would be accidentally, you know, leaked. It just doesn't make any sense. Aren't those laboratories supposed to be hermetically sealed? Under very tight security, but
I mean, a lot of things are supposed to be hermetically sealed under very tight security. I mean, you never know what's going to happen. That's why I made it the poll question today, and obviously 70% of the people that have responded to the poll so far think that it was released deliberately. The only thing that makes me have any doubt about that is because it affected China so much more significantly than it affected the rest of the world. I mean it's basically wrecked the United States of America, but it did a number on China too. I don't know whether it was done deliberately or whether it was done accidentally. But I mean, I did you really have much doubt that it came out of the lab? I mean, the more they denied it, the more you had to believe it. It's the old Ralph Waldo Emerson quote that I overuse. You know, the louder he spoke of his honor, the faster we counted our spoons. Same thing. The more they talked about disinformation and racism, the more you knew there was something to it. Thanks for the call, Stephanie. 855-500-4242. We don't have time for another call. We will take more calls on this when we come back. This is the big story of the day for sure. We're going to talk about Joe Pesci and his 90 months. The judge played Solomon and split the difference. The defense wanted 60 months. The prosecution wanted 120 months. He cut it right down the middle, 90 months for Joe Pesci. His show is in hiatus for much more than one summer. I'm Howie Carr.